Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. Winston looks up, intense. A boy stands across from Winston and stares back at him, wide-eyed. A basketball is tossed between them. In the gymnasium, two teams of Degrassi students play. Winston sinks a shot. Zoe and Tristan stand to the side.
Gotta hand it to you, Tris. Mandatory intramurals are a slam dunk. Everyone seems to love them.
Come on, guys.
Only 30 more seconds.
I might get through this whole game without playing once.
Your no eye contact plan is genius. Safety totally maximized.
Hunter and two friends sit on the bench. Zoe hits a player in the face with the ball.
Nerd down! Someone help him off.
The player cups his nose and walks to Hunter.
Is it broken? Do I need surgery?
Hunter, you're in.
I'm helping BJ off.
Quit stalling.
Hunter trots onto the court. Zoe passes him the ball, then runs to a new position to escape a defender and waves her arms at Hunter. He looks around the court. His friends on the bench stand. Wide-eyed, Hunter turns to the net. He lobs the ball underhand from between his knees. His friends watch it fly through the air. It goes into the net.
Yes!
The other team laughs.
You're such a noob. Scored, numbnuts.
On your own net.
Zoe walks by him with a scowl. Hunter stares up at the net unblinking, and his mouth hangs open. Photos and videos of the diverse group of Degrassi teens appear in blocks, then within text messages and phone apps. The title appears on a social media page next to a photo of all the teens together. Degrassi, next class. The quote below reads, "I know I can make it through." Words appear. Hashtag yes means yes. Starring Amir Bagaria, Jamie Block, Chelsea Clark, Anna Golia, Nikki Gold, Ricardo Hoyos. In the school hall, Zig tosses a piece of candy at Maya, who tries to catch it in her mouth.
Ah! Okay, you need to take lessons from Hunter. Oh!
No, I just need to shoot from closer like this.
Jonah walks up.
Hey, mind if I steal your girlfriend?
Actually, we're in the middle.
I wrote a bridge to that new song we were working on last night. The fingering is gonna blow your mind.
I have to listen to this. We'll see you later, okay?
Maya and Jonah stand against a wall, each wearing one earbud. Tiny sits beside Zig as he watches them.
She might make music with him, but she makes sweet music with you. I mean sex.
Yeah, thanks, but we're not.
But you have.
Yeah, once. I don't know, I keep trying to talk to her about it, but...
Talking is for boys, doing is for boyfriends.
Now see, is that really necessary?
Jonah touches her.
You know how female harp seals pick a new mate every year?
Why would I know that?
Before they choose, they have relations with several potential suitors.
So are you saying that Maya's sleeping with Jonah?
Not yet.
But she might.
You gotta man up.
In Mr. Mitchell's English class, Winston sits next to Miles.
All right, guys, today we begin one of Shakespeare's great tragedies, Hamlet.
Your mom seriously forgiving your dad for cheating on her?
Yeah, and for treating me like trash.
What did the twins say?
Hunter's happy, Frankie's a 15-year-old girl.
Well, maybe they think he's changed.
People don't change.
I missed what Mr. M said about iambic pentameter.
Complicated way of saying simple things. The end.
The dark-haired girl turns back to the front.
I know my dad's coming over for dinner.
At least he's not moving in.
Yet. One dinner leads to another.
Could you please keep quiet?
Winston mimes, zipping his mouth closed.
The 6 months he's been gone have been the best of my life.
Look, just tell your mom that you're not ready.
She cuts a piece of hair.
Do you mind holding these?
She hands Miles a pair of scissors.
Now, Shakespeare places emphasis on certain... Yes, that's me.
Miles cut my hair.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Then what are you doing with those scissors?
Miles holds them, wide-eyed.
Charming, Miles. The attention it is.
Miles' mom, Frankie, Hunter, and a man in a suit sit around a table full of food in their backyard.
I am so hungry. Why do we have to starve because Miles is chronically late?
Is it too much to ask for family dinner with the whole family?
While we're waiting, do you think you guys could sign this? It's so I can get out of intramural death camp?
He means intramural sports.
You can't run away from your problems, Hunter.
They gift me.
What?
It's getting reposted like crazy.
Frankie shows the gif of Hunter at the game. It reads, dumb luck minus the luck.
This is what you're all worked up about?
See? Oh, you look so handsome.
I refuse to be embarrassed again.
Then get your sister to teach you a killer free throw.
More basketball is literally the opposite of what I want right now. Why would I do something that makes me feel like crap?
You really missed the point of intramurals.
No, I get it. It's supposed to make us better at teamwork, but I already get that through playing video games.
Okay, well, until there's intramural video gaming, you're gonna have to figure something out.
Hunter pauses, then looks up with a smile. At a cafe, Zig sits at a table and looks around. Tiny enters and joins him at the table. He sets a white plastic bag down and pushes it towards Zig.
This is your plan. A shopping spree.
Patience, Grasshopper. No soldier enters battle without armor.
Whoa! Dude, we're in a restaurant, man! You could have just told me you had condoms.
All right.
Why did you get so many?
Pick one.
Tiny dumps several boxes of condoms onto the table. Zig picks one labeled XL.
You know they slide off if they're too loose, right?
Zig looks at the box, then puts it down. He picks up a blue box.
Good thing I kept the receipt. Oh, I also got you a bunch of lube.
Hey, why? Why? In a restaurant, people can hear us.
Seem like we're gonna order some fries.
Fries, yeah.
The waitress walks off.
Okay, what about the part where Maya doesn't even want to have sex with me?
Girls want to be swept off their feet. You gotta be more assertive.
Okay, and what if I do all that and she would still rather do it with Jonah?
Last lesson, confidence. Because Maya's gonna be nervous. So you have to say this. Baby, I'm the captain of this love cruise. Hop on board.
What?
You want this to happen, right?
Yes.
And just remember, she's dating you. It's gotta be worth something.
Zig leans on his hand.
You know what? You're right. Yeah, I'm not so bad. You know what? Here goes.
Zig stands.
Wish me luck.
He takes the box of condoms. Walking into his backyard, Miles spots his parents standing close.
Thank you. Dinner was perfect.
Almost perfect. Thank you for gracing us with your presence.
Yeah, you missed one heck of a pot roast.
Well, I'll be sure to have my own roast in your honor later.
I know I've let you down. But I want to earn back your trust. I do.
Miles glares at his dad.
I am going around.
As Mr. Hollingsworth leaves, he touches Miles on the shoulder. When he's gone, Mrs. Hollingsworth looks at her son.
He wants us to be a happy family again.
Mom, when were we ever a happy family? Was it when he cheated on you or when he used me as his punching bag?
Always bring up the past.
That was 6 months ago.
He's going to therapy. He's taking anger management classes. Your brother and sister gave him a second chance. Why can't you?
Because whenever he's around me, Mom, I feel like I can't breathe.
Okay.
Don't let him back, okay?
I'm not. At least not yet.
No, not ever. Don't let him back.
He looks into her eyes.
I'm planning another family dinner. And I would love it if you would be there so you could see how much he's changed.
Do I have a choice?
Not if you care about our family.
Mrs. Hollingsworth walks past Miles toward the house. He stares straight forward. In her living room, Maya writes in a notebook while looking at a textbook. Zig reclines across the couch from her, a textbook open on his lap. She catches him staring at her.
Shouldn't you be studying equations instead of my face?
Actually, I was studying your lips. Your beautiful, beautiful lips.
What do you want?
He closes his book.
To take a break.
He moves next to her.
With you?
I wish, but... I spent so much time working that song with Jonah.
Oh, come on. Wouldn't you rather take a ride on this love boat?
He kisses her neck, and she smiles, then turns to kiss him on the mouth.
I really do have to do algebra, though.
Oh, come on. You can do it later.
I have to do music later.
We can make music now.
Oh, my.
He pulls her so she's sitting on top of him.
Okay.
Come on.
Sing. Okay, I'm getting off.
No, Maya, come on.
Let go.
What? It's okay.
Stop.
What?
Stop, Zig. Stop.
She elbows him.
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
He clutches his eye.
Yeah,
I'm just really busy and I have a lot to do. No, I mean, you understand, right?
I'm just gonna go. Okay.
He puts on his shoes and walks to the door. He pauses in the hallway and puts his hand to the back of his head, his brow furrowed. He leaves. At school, Hunter stands in the doorway of the student council room, where Tristan works on a laptop, Zoe poised behind him.
Mr. President, could I have a minute?
Exactly one.
Oh, better talk fast.
Zoe crosses her arms as Hunter stands before them.
Forcing people to play sports is stupid, and it sucks in arts.
Good start.
Let him finish.
We need a gamer club. It's not a joke. Millions of people play MOBAs every day.
And MOBAs is a game?
It's a type of game, multiplayer online battle arena. Some colleges offer sports scholarships for it.
Finger quotes around sports.
It's esports.
So you want to replace sports with slouching in front of a computer?
I want to replace getting mocked with something I'm actually good at.
Hit the gym like a normal person.
You promised to make Degrassi a place for everyone. Are you going to fix it or are you going to keep being a stupid liar?
Minutes up.
Tristan and Zoe stare at him.
Thank you for your time.
Hunter hangs his head and walks out. Zig enters the classroom, rubbing his eye. Tiny rushes in and sits next to him.
So, how'd it go?
Operation Get Some was a total bust.
What?
I don't know, man. I tried to be assertive, but I think Mai might be done with me.
Grace sits near them.
Or maybe she doesn't want to be raped.
Whoa, what? Nobody did that.
What do you call forcing someone to have sex?
Grace, she's my girlfriend.
That doesn't make it not rape.
Can you stop using the R word, please? This wasn't their first time, Grace.
So what? Boner once and suddenly you get an Alexis pass?
So you're supposed to ask for every little thing?
Yeah, idiot. That's how consent works.
Zig looks at her.
You know that thing you're supposed to get before you climb on top of some poor, unsuspecting girl?
Mood killer.
I'm about to be a serial killer.
He was just trying to score a home run.
So Maya's like the opposing team?
Okay, Grace, I didn't do anything wrong, okay? I just don't want Maya to break up with me.
Zig looks at his phone. A text from Maya reads, "Can you come over after school?"
Funny how things work out, huh?
Zig looks up, his forehead wrinkled. In the hall, Miles and Winston come down the stairs amongst other students.
My mom thinks I'm a bad guy.
Yeah, my mom thinks I'm a bad cook. Sorry, your problem's bigger.
They spot Esme at her locker.
No, my problem's standing over there.
Miles and Winston stride over to her.
Oh, you came to thank me. How sweet.
Thank you. For what?
For getting you out of that dinner you were complaining about.
With a detention.
I believe in solving problems, not whining about them.
Don't act like you did me a favor.
You're the only one who thinks your dad isn't to be trusted. So find proof.
Yeah, because it's that easy.
Criminals get careless. If your dad's a bad guy, there's evidence.
So what's your brilliant plan? Break into Mr. H's apartment?
Of course not.
She shifts her eyes to Miles with a smile.
But I assume his son can get a key?
Miles looks at her and shakes his head. In the greenhouse, Hunter has his hand on a table and holds a hammer out to his red-haired friend.
Break my finger.
Said no one ever.
They can't force me to do intramurals with a broken bone.
But that's your hand. How will you game?
That's tomorrow Hunter's problem.
So the gamer club's a no-go?
Tristan's never heard of MOBAs. He didn't take me seriously.
He extends the hammer forward. She takes it.
Are you sure about this?
One day losers like Tristan and Zoe will be working for me, but right now this is the only way.
She smiles sweetly at him.
Should I get a pencil to bite on before?
She slams the hammer down. At her house, Maya pauses at the living room. She lets Zig in the front door.
Okay, look, I know why you called me here and I just...
A woman in the living room.
Zig, I'm glad you're here.
My mom wants to talk to us. Will you please tell me what this is about?
Okay.
Zig and Maya sit down.
Here goes. So, I know I can't stop you from having sex.
Whoa, Mom, we're not having sex, okay?
Then why did I find these?
I don't know. Those aren't ours. I have no idea where those came from. Tell her, Zig.
Zig stares at the box of condoms.
Oh, my God.
Seriously?
Well, I wanted to be prepared.
You two need to be on the same page. So take birth control, for example. I mean, these are great, but Zig, did you know that Maya is not on the pill?
Mom!
No, I didn't.
What about STIs? When was the last time that you were tested?
Never.
What do you mean, never?
I've only had sex with you, Maya.
So you two have had sex?
Oh, God.
Look, you don't need to tell me. But if you two can't even talk about sex, should you really be doing it?
The two teens stare at the floor, fidgeting awkwardly. Miles and Esme enter a luxury condo.
Nice place.
Maybe this is a bad idea.
It's slightly too late for that.
He checks in a door. She walks toward the large window.
Why are you even helping me?
New here. I need friends. And I know what it's like to have someone in your life you'd rather not.
She turns back toward Miles.
Where's this computer?
I don't know. I've never been in my dad's condo before.
Esme moves to a cabinet near the entrance. She opens the door, then swings it closed.
Even if we find his computer, how will we get in?
Found it.
Oh, okay. Well, I've tried all the usual passwords before. Family, pet.
What's your middle name?
She opens the laptop.
David, but I really doubt that's it.
I'm in. Oh, people are dumb.
She walks back into the living room, and Miles starts looking at his dad's emails.
Okay. Here's an email to Andrea. This is the woman that my dad was having an affair with.
Esme comes back over and looks at the laptop with Miles.
He asked her to stay away from him so he could fix things at home.
He shuts the laptop.
I thought you said your dad was in a transit meeting.
Miles peers into the other room.
Yeah.
He points at a closet and they hide in it. The nearby front door opens and a cleaning woman comes in with her supplies. In the closet, Esme and Miles stand close together.
Caught by the cleaning lady.
Shut up, you were so bad at crime.
No one's gonna blame me for this like she does for everything else.
She clamps her hand over his mouth.
My dad will probably be moved back in by the end of the weekend.
Esme grabs Miles and kisses him.
What are you doing?
Like I said, I need friends.
They stare at each other a moment, then kiss passionately. In an empty classroom, Maya and Jonah sit on desks, their knees almost touching.
And then here we've cut the reverb.
Mm-hmm. You can even add like an ambient thing.
Zig enters, and Maya and Jonah turn to look at him. She looks away as he walks over to them.
Can we talk?
Okay, why don't you just text me when you're done with this?
Jonah picks up his bag and walks out past Zig. Maya stands and faces Zig.
Dumping me would be a huge mistake.
What is going on with you?
He takes off his backpack and sits down.
Did you stop loving me?
Of course I love you. I can love you and not want to, you know.
How can you want to and then not want to?
Who says I don't want to? Sometimes at night when I think of you, I just want to... I'm really worried it's gonna be weird again.
Well, if we're not doing it, doesn't that mean we're gonna break up?
Why would it? Are you gonna break up with me if we don't have sex?
No, of course.
Then why would you think that?
Because every time I try to bring it up, you make excuses.
Because I'm scared, Zig. What if I say yes and then I change my mind?
Then we'll stop. I never wanna feel like I'm forcing you.
He looks into her eyes. She nods.
So we should just keep talking?
It sounds like somewhere to start.
Hunter enters the gym with Vijay and his red-haired friend. He wears a splint on his finger.
Did it hurt?
Definitely cried like it hurt.
No pain, no gain. So for 2 hours of pain, you got a month off of intramurals? Sweet ROI.
We need to talk.
Hi, Tristan. I voted for you.
Council discussed your proposal, and you're right. Sports shouldn't be the only intramural option.
You're messing with me.
Of course not. Congratulations. Gamer Club is approved.
No one's ever taken my idea seriously before.
Well, I can't imagine why.
Tristan walks away.
Dude, you did it.
You got our own team.
They high five. He winces.
You make the cut.
Outside school, Miles paces in front of Winston.
Wait, so you guys made out?
Listen, you're missing the point. That email, was it real? Can my dad change?
Those are tough questions. How far did you guys go?
You're obsessed, okay?
Why aren't you? I mean, you are so fixated on your dad, you can't even enjoy a spontaneous closet makeup.
Tell me how and I'll do it. Anything to survive this stupid dinner.
I don't know, man, just let go.
How are you holding up?
Hi, Esme. Maybe we can grab a coffee sometime. Or commit a sexy felony.
Esme smiles and shoos him away. She steps close to Miles.
You told him we made out?
Miles shrugs.
What's a girl gotta do to put a smile on your face?
Convince my mom to dump my dad?
There are always going to be people in your life who upset you.
She leads him to a picnic table and they sit down.
So I just get to feel like crap forever then?
Don't give them that power. Find a way to control your feelings. Here are my happy pills.
Mom's waiting in the car. Don't want to be late for dad.
Yeah, I'll meet you there.
Hunter walks off.
Take two and call me in the morning. Or don't. Whatever.
Esme kisses him on the cheek and walks back towards school. Miles opens the prescription bottle she handed him. He pours pills into his hand and pops them into his mouth, throwing his head back. In her bedroom, Zig and Maya sit on the floor. She works on a laptop and he writes in a notebook.
I just wrote a chord progression into my English essay. My brain is officially fried.
Zig looks up and watches her.
Hey, can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't look up.
Could I come sit next to you?
She looks over at him.
Sure.
He puts down his notebook and crawls over to her. They sit side by side near the end of her bed.
Do you want me to close my laptop?
Or I could. Whatever.
She closes her laptop, then slides it onto a chest at the end of the bed. She sits facing Zig, her hands between her knees.
Can I kiss your neck?
Okay.
Leaning in, Zig pushes her long blonde hair over her shoulder and removes her glasses. He holds her and kisses her neck. Maya leans in and places her hand gently on his arm.
May I remove your shirt?
Can I remove yours?
Yes. I mean, sure.
She lifts her arms, and Zig pulls her shirt off over her head, revealing her pink bra. She takes off Zig's shirt.
This is weird, isn't it?
A little, yeah.
Should we stop?
No.
She leans back on the floor and helps as Zig pulls off her pants. They smile and kiss.
Oh, can we just have sex?
Yes.
Zig lifts her off the floor and carries her to the bed. He lays her down and climbs on top of her. Fade to black. Opening credits continue. Erin Kassam, Andre Kim, Lyle Latow, Spencer McPherson, Eric Osborne, Dante Scott,
up
Olivia
next.
Scrivens,
not
Sarah
okay. Sexist digs get Maya riled up at her fans' first gig. Tristan tries to move on. Shay allows fear to get in the way of accepting an invitation.
And no reference is intended to any actual person. The name and mark Degrassi and associated names and marks are trademarks and registered trademarks of Epitome.